get what you want at the speed of thought.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Sink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction Personal Empowerment podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Sink. And today we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle, flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. I love to soar high, and I know you are a fellow high flyer, and I love soaring with you. And one of the things people write me about is, how do I move things a little faster? How do I get things going? So today we're talking about manifesting whatever you desire at the speed of thought. Before we begin, I want to remind you to check out our Instagram page, because we're putting up personal stuff. You get to meet Juju Bean and Max and Rachel and myself, but you also, you're going to be exposed to a lot of positive thoughts and ideas as well on Instagram. And once a month, we give away 3 Manifesting Accelerator audio programs to 3 different winners on Instagram every single month. So be sure and join us, okay, on Instagram. Go to Law of Attraction Solutions and be sure and subscribe to us here on YouTube and press the bell icon as well. Hey, listen, manifesting at the speed of thought. I think waiting most of the time is a waste of time. I hear people, they'll say, well, you know, in 5 years from now, I intend to be a millionaire. And I go, okay, why not now? I mean, you don't want to have $1 million now? You want to wait for 5 years to have $1 million? Do you realize you don't even have a guarantee you're going to be around tomorrow? This is a very impermanent world we live in. And I think speed is important. Money and manifestation love speed. So I'm not saying not to have 5-year goals and 10-year goals, but I also want you to think about squeezing those goals in tighter, because some of them can be manifested in sometimes a week or two. I mean, seriously. I had one client, she had a goal of, I think it was about 5 years. She won the lottery, okay? So much for the 5-year goal, okay? You can do this and you can have what you desire quicker. Waiting usually is a waste of time. All manifestation, for the most part, takes place at the speed of thought. Thoughts are things. Thoughts manifest into things. Thoughts turn into emotions, and those emotions give thoughts fuel, and those thoughts then bloom and sprout and produce exactly what you desire. More money, a new car, a bigger home, a better relationship, whatever it is. But when we work with thought, we want to take it beyond the stage of desire. Yes, we want to fuel it with desire, but then we want to go beyond desire. We want to go beyond want. We want to go beyond fear. We want to move beyond doubt. We want to move beyond all of those mental constructs that we have into a place, into a manifesting zone where there is no thought, there is no thing. Now, let me explain this to you. In the Kabbalah, before manifestation takes place, we have 3 levels. The first one is called Ein, A-I-N. The second one is called Ein Sof. And the third one is called Ein Sof Ur. These are actually forms of negative existence prior to physical existence. I want you to let go of your mind and your desires long enough for them to matriculate beyond the world of the manifested into the world of the unmanifested, where they again will be given life and breath and come down into the manifested. Now, I know and I understand that you can't take your mind into a world of negative existence. You can't, I can't, nobody can. But we can raise our mental capacity, our mental construct, our mental awareness to the level of Zen, to the level of what is oftentimes referred to as the gap, okay? And that gap is the space in between thoughts. So when you have a thought, and then you have another thought, there is a space that takes place. All I'm asking you to do is increase the size of that space. Because when you send that manifesting affirmation, increase the size of the space. Because that space is no thing. It is ain. It is negative existence. It doesn't mean your mind is in negative existence, but that's what it is. For all practical purposes, the space between thoughts is the mind of God. So there are ways of doing this, and meditation, of course, is a powerful method. Mantra has been used over the years to reach this space. That's another method, but I'm going to give you some ideas here as well in a moment.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Wanting something to manifest fast in your life is good. Your most precious commodity in this world is time, and time is always working against you. The clock is always running. The hourglass is always turned over and the sand is falling through. So that's your most precious commodity. That's what you need to value the most. That's one of the reasons why putting off manifestation, putting off your dreams, putting off your goals and desires doesn't make a lot of sense. Remember now, manifestation takes place in the gap between thoughts, in what we oftentimes refer to as Ain or Ain Sof or Ain Sof Or. Those are just variations of negative existence, but they're variations of the gap. That's what they really are. You know, if they took all the molecules of all the human beings on this planet and they condensed them as tight as they possibly could, take all the gap out of us, all the space out of us, all of us on this planet, 9 billion people, would be about the size of a sugar cube. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. You are more nothing or no thing, as it's called in the Kabbalah, than you are something. And that's why you want to give your mind that space where you're not thinking, where you're not working to manifest, where you're not doing affirmations, where you're not visualizing. You've done that work. Now give it that space. Give it that openness, that nothingness. And you can do that through breath work, through focusing on your breath. You've heard me before, I like the fourfold breath. But if you just focus on your breath, you will start to put your mind in the gap, in that space, in that Ein Sof Or, that unlimited light. It's so important that you do this, because that's what speeds up manifestation. It takes that thought, it puts it into the space, into the nothing, into the gap, and then it springs forth into manifestation. I know it's a little complex, but I hope you're getting the idea. Here's a simple way to do this. There's all kinds of mantras in this way and that way. I'm going to give you a simple way to do this. Focus on your breath. And do that for about 5 minutes. Every time your mind starts to drift away onto something else, get your mind back to your breath. Don't get angry. Just gently push it back to your breath. And as you breathe in, okay, so you're breathing in. Breathe in your intention. Visualize that you're literally breathing in the vibration, the energy of your intention. Breathe it in. And now hold it for 4 seconds. As you let it out, speak your intention aloud. And now, with your head slightly bent down, allow yourself to remain empty for 4 to 6 seconds. 4 seconds normally, but if you can go 6 seconds, remain empty. Remain empty. This is the gap. This is that zone. This is the manifesting zone. Remain empty, because as you are remaining empty, your mind is empty. Everything is empty. And that's when you speed up manifestation to the speed of thought. And you do that again. So as you breathe in again, focus on your intention. Breathe in your intention as if it were air. Keep it full within you and then speak it on the way out. And then remain empty. This will help you transcend time, and it will help you transcend space and time with your breath work and in this special meditation. Now, here's what I like to do. See if this makes sense to you. So you breathe in. I call it I am breathing. You breathe in. I'm breathing in my intention. Now, as I breathe out, I am alive. And now I keep myself empty. Breathe in. Breathe out. I am eternal. Remain empty. I am love. By the way, you are breathing out through your mouth. Now, what I have found is that these I am statements, I'm going to give them to you here. Maybe we should put them in the description as well. They cover all your intentions. I am alive. I am eternal. I am love. I am one. I am infinite. I am perfect. I am timeless. I am now. All of those combined, and you can use them all, they take you to your intention. Because if you are all of those, there is nothing you cannot manifest. Nothing, nothing, nothing. You can manifest anything you desire at the speed of thought. But then I continue with, I am loved. I am fulfilled. I am prosperous. I am healthy. I am beautiful. I am grateful. I don't think you need to put, I want a new car. That's not going to work for you. You've got to transcend the lower desire with a higher desire, because this is the level you're working at. And then you're going to trust that the lower desires are going to be met as well. But first, you've got to really strengthen your higher desires, your higher intentions. I am alive. I am eternal. You see what I'm saying? I am love. If you are love, there's no relationship that you cannot have. There's no amount of love that you cannot have. If you are timeless, you can have all the money you desire. Do you see how these particular I ams, these I ams are working at the highest level of light, just below the gap, just below that space. So you're saying them, and then you are cementing them in your breath. So you're saying them as you're breathing out, and then you cement them by remaining empty for 4 to 6 seconds, and then go on to the next one. So I'll have those written here in the description, and I sincerely hope that you will give this some time and energy, because this will have you manifesting like crazy, and it will have you manifesting very, very fast. Things, I mean, you have no idea. Look at, you think things take time, but the entire universe was created in a flick. I mean, boom, there it was. So if the entire universe can be created that quickly, imagine creating your new home, your new car, your marriage, all of that very, very easy. This is easy. Say it. Manifesting is easy. You've got to believe that. It is. Hey, be sure and visit us at Law of Attraction Solutions. Check out all of our good stuff there. We have some wonderful stuff in the empowerment store, particularly our oils and sprays. We're going to have more of those coming. I'm just kind of letting you in on it. Have a great day. You deserve it. Bye-bye now.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.